Argentina's Senate has approved an agreement with Iran to set up an international commission to investigate the 1994 bombing of a Jewish center in Buenos Aires. The deal stipulates that the commission, made up of five foreign legal experts, will issue a report after evaluating Argentina's investigation into the case. The two countries agreed earlier to form the commission. The agreement needed ratification by both countries' legislative bodies to be operative. Israel accuses Iran of having a role in the bombing of the Jewish center. We're going to cross over now to Berkeley, California. We're being joined by political commentator Ralph Schonman via Skype to discuss this further. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Schonman. Now, how big a breakthrough do you think this is in the sense that this has been approved by the Argentinian Senate despite opposition, fierce opposition, I might add, from Israel?
Well, I think it's of great significance. I think we have to be very clear about what we're observing here. As you have commented, in 1994, there was a bombing of the Jewish center in Buenos Aires. It's actually the largest Jewish community in Latin America. And this bombing took many lives. And indeed, it was immediately ascribed to Iran. And the Argentine authorities secured Interpol arrest warrants for five Iranians, including Defense Minister Ahmad Wahidi and one Lebanese citizen, when in reality, the Iranian government has made clear that it had absolutely no involvement in this event and had no incentive and no intent and no motive for so doing. Iran has a very large Jewish population, a Jewish community, without the scintilla of evidence of any discrimination or harm that has been inflicted upon Iranian citizens of Jewish religious conviction or descent. So indeed, we have to ask the question, who would be motivated to ascribe to Iran a bombing of a community center, Jewish community center in Buenos Aires? This is a significant event when the Senate has acknowledged that the two governments have to look at this event anew and investigate who is really responsible and what is really involved. And it should be noted that Amnesty International has hailed this agreement for a truth commission in which Iran and Buenos Aires and the Argentinian Senate authorities will be joined together in examining what actually occurred, who is responsible, because it puts the lie to the automatic assumption that the charge orchestrated by Israel that Iran was responsible for this event has a scintilla of evidence to support it. On the contrary, I should point out that the Mossad and the Shin Bet have time and time again created false flag operations in country after country, ascribing attacks to those they wish to demonize when they are the authors of the attacks themselves. And I feel confident that the evidence will show that this is indeed the underlying reality of what transpired in 1994 in Buenos Aires.
Right. Now, this also raises the question, as many have pointed out, that Israel's apprehension regarding this fact-finding mission about this Amia bombing goes to show that it is afraid of the findings of this commission. What do you think Israel is afraid of?
Well, what we've just discussed, I mean, why the fact that in Argentina, where the event occurred, a Senate majority has demanded a new investigation involving Iran as a co-investigator with the Argentinian authorities themselves, makes clear that within Argentina, the realization has become quite substantial that this event has vanishingly little to do with Iran and everything to do with an intrigue that requires looking elsewhere. The apprehension of the Israeli authorities is well-founded because that's where the finger will be pointed, I feel confident, when the evidence is in.
Well, we're going to have to wait and see how this goes on. That was political commentator Ralph Schonman joining us via Skype from Berkeley, California. Mr. Schonman, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.